Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is the movie podcast, How Awesome Is This? And today's movie, we watched Godzilla vs. Kong.
Oh, my fault.
Brian, myself, Charlie, and Howard, and I enjoyed it. No spoilers. I mean, what'd you think?
Hey, man, it was exactly what we expected it to be. You know, it's just two big monsters fighting. There were some people there, I guess. Who cares about them? Explosions, it was great.
If the theaters were open, I would have been first in line. Give me the biggest popcorn. Like, give me the ignorant one. The one that's like, it's like a bucket you get at Home Depot.
And you need to like have a liner so you don't ruin yourself with the amount of butter you put on it.
Yeah, yeah. Not the real butter. Give me the cancer juice. Slather it.
That shit is so delicious. God damn it.
Slather with the yellow fucking juice of death.
Speaking of, go see a movie at your local AMC. Why not?
Hell yeah. While you're at it, let's push Clove up too. CLOV for you stock.
This is
fans.
Not financial advice. We are retarded.
This is us risking our hard-earned money on Reddit stock place. Anyways, back to the show. It's a fun one today, and it's brought to you by the Mad Russian. And you know what? My feet feel smooth. You know why? If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see. Look at that.
Achilles heel foot butter.
That stuff is good. But maybe your feet are nice and moist already, but your beard is dry. Then you get a little bit of that Sochi snow, baby. There you go. Boom, pow. Go to the Mad Russians link. Oh, actually, that's the Moscow Knights, which is what's in my ginger beard right now. Listen, when I see a ginger in the crowd, I make eye contact.
You're like, you.
Like,
we probably got family that are connected in some way.
You, me, and Mustaine.
Yeah.
Right? Because in the ginger totem pole, I'm a little lower. You know, Mustaine's at the top. He's the headliner.
Oh, dude. He has full-blown ginger head. Like,
full.
Everything.
Full on.
I only got this right over here.
Same. I'm half.
Yeah.
Sorry to butcher your ad read, Mad Russian, and just bring it about gingers. But look, this is great products, and it's not made in a factory by some miserable person. This is all small batch stuff. And the foot butter is great. It's shea butter, coconut oil, apricot oil. Who knew apricot oil could make your feet like you're not going to get kicked out of bed. When you go over and your chick or your dude is like, whoa, 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 what is that? You got sandpaper on your socks? Like, what is going on? No. You got that nice soft foot. Boom. Mad Russian Apothecary. Use the promo code JOSTA21, I think it is.
That is what it is. The corner in the market on gingers.
For sure. Because gingers, we get ashy too. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying,
we get
dude.
Dry. We get dry
skin,
as fuck.
This pale skin doesn't hold a lot of moisture, you know?
Exactly. Today's episode is also brought to you by Indie Merch Store. They've made some of the movie podcast shirts that we have up there. They've got a Josta Show shirts. They got Kingdom of Sorrow shirts, Josta shirts. They got Cannibal Corpse. They got so much good stuff. Check out IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10 and you will save. Also got to thank Manscaped. For all you people out there still rocking the hippie dick, listen, it's 2021 and they just came out with the Lawnmower 4.0. Join over 200.
I got one. It's
You got
baller.
It. Hook up your trim the tree and the berries. What is it? The twig and the berries.
Twig and the berries.
Yo, listen.
Who's gonna carry the logs? Is more like it.
Seriously. And you don't want to be nicking yourself down there because you can get an infection. You can get ingrown hairs.
Get gangrene on your dick.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that Harvey Weinstein. You want that nice, you want that slim, trim, nice look. You know what I'm saying? Like very well manicured down there. The ladies will notice. The fellas will definitely notice. Because gay dudes, I know a lot of gay dudes. They ain't trying to go back to 1972 Woodstock or whatever. They're trying to be 2021 with a nice, like, ask any gay dude you know. Do they want the hippie dick? Hell no. Not even on a
You know what? I'll have to ask. Bear.
Not even on a bear.
I would imagine.
You know what I mean?
Hairballs are a bad look, dude. Regardless.
For real. Get down with Manscaped. Tell them about the deal that Manscaped is giving our listeners.
Oh, yeah. So for Joss the Show listeners, Manscaped's giving us 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the promo code JASTA. That's JASTA, all caps. That'll get you 20% off. Free shipping as well.
That's right. Why go to the mall when you can order online to shave your balls? Manscaped.com. Use promo code JASTA. All right, I got to give some shout-outs to. Shout out to Frederick Ordona in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Your podcast care package was just sent out. Got a nice tour shirt from the Jaeger tour with Hatebreed and 3 inches of blood and Typo Negative. My last one, I saved a little small stack. You know, like these are going to be awesome collector's items one day. That went out to Frederick Ordona down in Virginia Beach. Thank you, Fred. Also, Jordan Donegan just became a supporter of the Ann Josta for All record. He's over in Lee's Summit, Missouri. And right now I'm compiling all the names for the thanks list for the Ann Josta for All record. And when I get back from tour, I will finish recording the album, but you can hear some songs in the demo form over at patreon.com/Josta. Like you can hear the song I did with Chuck Billy. I just did a song with Zetro. That's not up yet, but patrons are going to hear it first. Just like with today's podcast, the audio was heard first on patreon.com/Josta like weeks and weeks ago. So, and then the video you could watch first on gasdigitalnetwork.com. So if you maybe don't have enough money for a trimmer, but you're thinking about trying a month and you want to download all the tour diary podcasts, or you want to go and watch all the deep dives, there's two great subscription that you can have right now at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code JASTA and patreon.com/JASTA. All right. Before we get to this awesome podcast, Brian, where can they find you?
You find me everywhere. B McKay is right. And join up at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code JASTA. Get a 7-day free trial. It'll also kick $2
7
off.
Days. Download all 590-something episodes. And boom.
Yeah. And it'll take $2 off your monthly subscription if you choose to join up. And you get all the stuff on the network. Believe you me, Part of the Problem, Real Ass Podcast. You get so many shows. Jessica Kearson has a new show up there. It's the lineup is large. You get more than your money's worth.
Well worth it if you skip, like, you know, two coffees at one of these chains. Boom. Now you got
one coffee. $7 a month.
Half a beer at one of these venues. Listen, I'm not complaining. The shows have been great. It's weird touring in this climate, not seeing anybody from the other bands and stuff and whatnot. But all that matters is the shows are packed. People are awesome. And get your tickets now. Where are we this weekend? I think we're Jones Beach on Sunday. Are you going?
See you. Yeah, hell yeah.
All right. Oh, also,
well, I won't see you, but I'll be there.
We got the fest this week too, Saturday. It's called, it's in Danville, Virginia. It's called, I keep wanting to say, it's Blue Ridge Rock Festival. Body Count, Hatebreed, Lamb of God, COC. It's a banger of a lineup. That's on Saturday, and then I'm in Chicago on Thursday. But Friday is off, so hopefully you and me will be doing a podcast Friday. We shall see. All right, everybody. Check out martyrstore.net for the tour merch that you thought sold out at the show, or maybe you missed out on. I can't promise you, but check it out. Martyrstore.net. Now on to the show.
How awesome! How awesome! How awesome is this podcast?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is the very special Godzilla vs. Kong episode. We watched the movie, so there's spoiler alerts. There's spoilers galore. There's going to be spoilers galore, so we got to give the alert real quick. And we should probably give a moment of silence to all several thousand people who died in this movie.
Thousand? Hundreds of thousands?
We got Charlie Belmore back on the show. Charlie, what's new in your world?
None, just rocking out to all these D demos, getting ready and recovering from my carpal tunnel surgery.
the masters. The demos
what
are done.
Say? Oh, I said it demos. Oh, Jesus. It's been a day.
You cannot. The cat is out of the bag. You cannot put it back in. and nice work. Howard Jones.
You
not going to give us any exclusives on the show.
Shame.
Or any information or anything that would benefit.
You were on the show. And then the next day a thing dropped.
Yeah, I love that.
I was like, what the fuck, dude?
That was the best.
Other than his contagious laugh, beautiful smile and nice demeanor, which is all we need. We really don't need any perks of, you know, say press releases or song snippets or
so yeah.
Hey, listen, if Dino's gonna get it even worse, so
that's amazing. What's that? Light the Torch stuff. Yeah, we just dropped that single. Finishing up the stuff with Jared. Yeah, I think we've got
not something. The Subway Jared, everybody. Don't freak out. Subway Jared is fucking dead.
I've been waiting this whole time. I thought it was Subway Jared. Fuck.
I'm happy for this YouTube Jared because we needed a new Jared to take over and make it his. You know?
Yeah, he had kind of sullied the name there for a while.
He really did. No one was gonna name their kid Jared. Until yeah. This YouTube guy started blowing up, and now
props. So yeah, we're finishing that. I think we've got something like I think in total like 11 or 12 songs, something like that.
Would it hurt him to just go to the tuning peg and just tune it a little higher so that more than only a certain species of dog can hear the fucking note or whatever. I mean, it's so low.
That's
that
what
I'm
you
like,
got all those extra strings for, Jamie.
Oh. Like, could you imagine Howard singing on like a standard E tuning, like Slayer, like Rain and Blood? It'd be amazing.
Make it happen, Captain.
Yes, it would. Even though you're baritone, I think just try it because... And the song sounded incredible, but it's so fucking low. What is it, in G?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't remember.
That's like, you don't even care about that. You're just like...
Not really.
Give me the track, sounds and I'm good. Fucking ready to rock.
So, does this work? All right, I'll try it. But, yeah.
It worked.
Finishing
it
that worked. Up. No. Yeah, I think we'll... Yeah, so there'll be more singles and stuff like that. I try and well, at least there will be with Light the Torch and hopefully more stuff with Jared. So I'm just trying to get as much stuff out as I can.
And everybody loved the Michael Sweet episode, so you got to like get in touch with him and do a collab because.
Oh, right on. Yeah, I mean that. Well, this was how long have we been talking about doing that? Just getting him on the show.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to do that.
Yeah. People loved it. They're just discovering it now. Even like the last 2 days, I'm seeing more comments. People are hitting me up like, you got to make that happen, dude. Don't let that, you know, because we talk about so many goddamn ideas on this show. And then we'll get a bunch of them implemented, but then some of them we forget about, but that's one that we can't forget about. We got to stay on him.
Oh yeah. I'm totally down to do that. Yeah. Let's make that happen.
Cool. And Brian, what have you been up to?
What's up? Just a lot of Gas Digital stuff. We just got the Craig Lo Cicero Flat Earth Dave episode. That is up on Gas right now.
So. Speaking of which, I'm glad you mentioned that because...
Shit is wild, dude. I was so mad at the end of that episode. I was so mad. He's just... I was so mad.
Brian called me multiple times and I was like, I think I put you to voicemail once or twice. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to answer this because I knew he was so mad at Flat Earth Dave.
Oh.
And I was hoping Flat Earth Dave was going to pop in for this because he's part of the Patreon. And shout out to Lee Walker, Jake Olszewski, Vincent Jewell. And if anybody who joins us Anybody else who joins us, if I don't get their to their shout out, Brian, just hit me in the chat and I'll I'll get to it. But yeah, Dave's on my Patreon, and I thought, oh, he's gonna want to get in on this because of Kong and the Hollow Earth angle.
I was thinking about that.
Right? Because they really paid, they gave lip service to a bunch of good conspiracy theories on here throughout the film. I
mean, not really.
Come on.
I just love that audible sigh.
Or do you just think that the deeper hidden meaning and subtext of this film is basically like Godzilla is the wife, Kong is the husband. The husband gets the man cave down in the basement. The wife gets the surface level of the house.
Is this movie just about domestic violence?
Finally.
I figured it out.
Mecha Godzilla is the milk the sex, man. It's the sex doll. The VR sex doll. And all right, we won't get into that. All right. Let's watch the trailer. Godzilla vs. Kong. I loved it.
Evacuation. Titan alert.
Get out of the building now. This is not a drill.
I think one of the most exciting things.
Oh, I put on like,
this is some behind the scenes shit. Whoever this guy is, wait, who is this guy? Adam Wingard.
The legendary
Wingard.
Is all right.
Adam Wingard.
That Godzilla is a good
Please
guy.
Get him.
Misunderstood.
Here, can you shut it off? Please get Adam Wingard to direct everything in the DC universe, because MonsterVerse greater than Snyderverse. I don't care what either of you guys say.
Snyderverse is garbage. Every movie in the three movies in the Snyderverse, all three are like the all feel like the end of a every movie feels like the end of a trilogy we didn't see.
the entire
movie just tries to have you earn things that you didn't get to see.
That's amazing.
I got the
yeah. It's like you got to be in on all these like inside jokes and shit that they were never established.
Yeah.
The end of a trilogy you didn't see.
These are dangerous times. We need Kong. The world needs him.
Two of these classic what the monsters fuck? Are going.
All right, listen. We don't need to see the trailer, but check this out. So here we go. Nathan
let's
Lin.
Let's just talk about it. Come on.
Yes. let's get right into it, because I appreciate them trying to have a real story and establish the characters and endear you, like the whole thing with Nathan Lind and his brother, you know, dies on the trip to Hollow Earth, and the podcaster who's like the Black Alex Jones or whatever.
How is that guy not monetizing his podcast?
Yeah, seriously. What? How is that not the biggest podcast, and why doesn't he have Blue Chew ads? Was the like first the, thing.
Right? Like the little Asian girl knew his podcast or some shit, right? Like somebody in the movie knew his podcast and was just like, if this girl knows his podcast, he definitely has enough listeners for some advertising.
Yeah. Like IP Vanish, something.
He should not be whatever he was, a janitor. Like he was what? He was always a computer tech, right?
Yeah, he was high up. He had a decent job. But I think my favorite thing about every Godzilla movie, and it's the biggest complaint about this movie and the new movies, is everybody complains that the human plot doesn't make any sense. And to them, I say, you've clearly not seen every single Toho Godzilla movie ever fucking made, you stupid asshole. Because that's almost the point of the movies.
Yes.
Like, listen, we're going to follow these people. We don't even care about them. If they just exploded at the end of the movie, we would just cheer, because thank God we don't have to see them ever again.
Well, you know that,
or the monsters.
You know that there was boardroom meetings with people who work for other people who own the intellectual property for both of these franchises, and yep. You know that they treated this like George Clooney and Brad Pitt starring in a movie together. I can almost imagine that they were like, they had to have all these parameters where, okay, Kong has to get top billing. The logo's got to be the same. He needs this. He needs that.
So even though Hulk Hogan in a match.
I mean, well, in the Fast and Furious franchise, it was revealed like last year that there's literally, they started to do a hit counter. So it would be like, listen, I can only be punched 21 times.
Yeah.
And then I have to have offense and a bunch of like, apparently Vin started.
I don't want to believe that.
It's true.
Oh.
Yes, because you know why? Because
everybody wants to look tough, even though it's a fucking movie.
Yo, I'm going to clip this and give it a Bisbing to send to Vin Diesel and be like, yo.
Yes.
Is this true?
I feel like, look, Vin Diesel, though, he has his own untouchableness because his fans are so locked in to the Vin Diesel branding. And that, like, seriously, like, he can go on his Facebook Live or whatever and he can be like, look at this cloud. Will you look at this cloud? What an amazing blessing. Can you see Paul Walker smiling inside this cloud? Can you see him?
Can you watch me monetize his death?
Right.
No, seriously. And then every comment is just so soaringly positive and amazing. Your movies changed my life. I have the car that you have. You are my idol. No, seriously, I've watched.
Oh, I know. I've watched the videos. I just watched them and just go like, man, Howard Stern must dream of those fans.
Seriously. No, I was going to say, it is a sight to behold.
Yeah.
Because they are so loving and so supportive.
It's a hard time. And then Riddick.
No, when you hear him wax poetic about Riddick, the franchise, and how deep he goes to get into the character and everything, it is hypnotic to the point where you're like, yeah, I get why his legion of fans are so into it. They didn't go see the movies in the theater. Because
this is amazing.
But anyways, we're getting off the point. Kong is kind of like Vin Diesel in this and Godzilla's The Rock, or is it the other way around?
Wow.
No, Kong is The Rock. No, Kong is not The Rock. I'm sorry. There's no way The Rock. Godzilla is the goddamn Rock. Godzilla is the top build guy. And yeah. I guarantee you, Toho said, listen, we had to have Godzilla lose in the 70s when we made our terrible rubber suit King Kong movie. He's winning this movie. That's why they made it. I mean, spoiler alert. That's why at the end, in the fight, they made it very, very obvious that King Kong was down and out.
Yeah. Yeah. How bad does burnt, gigantic, giant ape hair smell?
Oh, I thought the same thing.
Oh, man. That whole city just smells like a bad barbershop.
Can I just say that Kong in the beginning was the first to be seen? And even though he's billed second, they established the story where you feel like, okay, humans, they can't really be trusted. Some of them can, some of them can't. You kind of realize, all right, they're going to use Kong as kind of a pawn in this, whatever their plan is. And they did kind of unfold it in a way where by the time he does lead them to the Hollow Earth and they give, I mean, that was really open to interpretation, right? Because there was so much to take in. I wanted a whole side movie or prequel type of movie with.
Well, I mean, that's clearly where they're going. I mean, that's the next. Yeah. Obviously, the next
movie is going to be a TV series
hanging out in there,
like Lord of the Rings style lizards versus apes war.
Oh, when they get down there and there's evidence that like there was a potential like a whole bunch of Godzillas and a whole bunch of King Kongs. I was like, just stop making this movie right now and just give me that. I want to see that. I will see a Snyder cut of that.
Yes. And then him evolving. But first, wait, let's back up. First of all, what if my niece was to come to either of you three and say to you, if by accident she was in the room in the start of the movie, but it was dinner time and we were, you know, in passing, like, oh, it's out, let's check out whatever, a couple seconds. If she said to you before she was luckily swooped into the other room and I didn't have to answer, if she said to you, is King Kong a boy or a girl? How do you answer?
King. Like, only boys can be kings.
King Kong. The answer is there.
Otherwise, it would be Queen Kong.
Okay, because, and maybe this is just, you know, little kids, because they kind of zoomed in on this area, and there was a lack of Kong Dong going on.
Well, we can't have a rated X movie.
Okay,
he was just
so
rolling around slapping cars around with his dick, just fucking like as he's fighting.
That's a much different yet awesome movie. But
how monkeys just, they just go to town whenever they feel like it. Yeah. This would just be.
There'll be a lot of scenes that would just be King Kong spanking it.
That might have been why he was chained up on the boat.
Why do
just
they?
Enough so he can't. He's like, oh, I can't reach.
There's no good way to go about it, right? Because if they gave him like a mushroom pud, like hidden in the fucking
dear God
air, then people would be like, what the fuck? But if they give him some fucking, just like a fucking sea eel swinging around down there, then the whole movie you're distracted. But why? With the Lion King, like,
Little Mermaid did it.
They did the same thing with Lion King. Like, you know,
we don't want to see that. We don't want to see it. That's all.
On the Watchmen, Dr. Manhattan is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it was okay for Dr. Manhattan, but it's not okay for King Kong.
Was it okay, though? Like, at some point, was it still okay when you were watching it? We're like, all right, can we stop?
I don't even remember watching that movie. I know you're a fan. I just was like, this is like watching paint dry, that movie. I'm sorry.
A lot of slow motion.
Okay, so Kong is asexual, or it's retracted, or you know what? It was cold in Hollow Earth.
He's used to that tropical island.
I just imagine you, like, last night before you go to bed, like, you get up and you're walking around, you're confused, and you just, like, get a piece of paper and you're, like, sketching, like, potential, like, how it works. You're just like, how could this function?
Well, when you're fighting nature, you would want it to be retracted, right? Because you don't want to.
That's why gorillas have tiny dongs.
There you go. All right. So you don't see the hidden subtext, though, there with Godzilla being the wife, demasculating, you know, make sure you go into the man cave. You don't have a say.
The man cave.
It could have been some dom shit, too, when he liked when Godzilla stepped on King Kong's chest. Like, yeah, you like that kind of shit?
True.
You know what I mean,
with that lizard, that with that lizard heel.
It's like a leather boot. Just saying. I mean, we could look so deep into this flick, it's crazy.
Because it's you got to think about man's place in the world and all the hidden subtext within the film, because
I think
the modern
most of it up.
The modern world is BS for a lot of people, right? Like, people long to have that connection with nature, and Howard being one of them, right? Like, you don't want to sit on the phone, you want to go fishing, you want to go out and go hiking and shit.
I enjoy that. Yeah.
But you didn't get that from this film.
I don't think there's any.
No.
Cause like, rich people, you go to their house and they're like, look at these blinds. Like, I have a remote control to shut my blinds. And you're like, oh yeah, let me see it. And every time they do it, it never works. And they're like, oh, we got to call the guy and get it fixed. And then it's like, oh, the guy's not available for a month to get it fixed. Or they have like some screen that drops down, but it only goes halfway. And so I thought about that type of shit during this movie. Like, oh, this is like telling us go back to the.
You did?
I did. You know why? Because halfway through the movie, it started like glitching out on me. And then my internet went down And I was like, that is some real irony right there, because in the beginning he throws the fucking spear. I loved that. The evolved Kong knows how to use a weapon, throws it into the Matrix or whatever that thing is, the screen.
The dome.
The dome. There you go. The Hollow Earth or whatever. The dome. The realm, Brian.
Jesus.
You don't think they're catering to conspiracy theorists with this? You guys really didn't get that.
Because when he hits it into the dome, they put a dome over him so they could control him. It was
just like whoever's running the earth.
Right. Because he's in the man cave. Because if you're in the man cave and you're satiated with pizza or your screen or whatever, then you don't go out into the world and turn into a Viking. You know what I mean? Okay, listen.
I didn't get that from his journey.
Kong lashes out at the facade of nature. Okay, they're trying to fake him out. They're trying to say like this is okay. It's not okay. He's an apex predator. He's a fucking beast, caged. He can't. It's not natural. Support for today's episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast is provided to us by Manscaped. That's right. You've heard of them. And finally, you get to act on the best men's below the waist grooming product out there. All right. They just launched a 4.0, one of the best trimmers on the market. You're not going to nick your twig or your berries and get some, you know, horrible infection that you're going to have to get on all sorts of antibiotics for. No, you know why? Because you're going to have a sleek, well-designed, optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time. And your girl or your guy is not going to be choking down pubes anymore when they're trying to service you, because you're not going to have any. Or if you are, it's going to be nice and slim and trim. It's not going to be this hippie dick bullshit.
Just like
right?
a neat haircut.
Look, Woodstock was horrible. All right. You know how many people choked on pubes at Woodstock? That was a real problem. It wasn't drug overdoses. People were dying from just hairballs. I mean, it was horrible. Listen, the ultimate groin and body trimmer is for sale now at manscaped.com. All right. So if you've been waiting, if you've been listening to another podcast, use our code JASTA, JASTA, get 20% off, free shipping worldwide. And believe me, I've been to some of these European festivals. Y'all need the Manscaped hookup. Okay. Trust me. I see you. And I didn't want to see you. I just went to the river. I tried to go on that little, you know, float thing. And I'm like, why is everybody skinny dipping down here?
Very.
What the hell? Listen, Manscaped could change the world. They already are. Upgrade your trimmer today. Go to manscaped.com. 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code JASTA. Big thanks to Manscaped. Now back to the show.
What are you sharing
right here? Okay, here we go. Scene. What did this girl mean? What was she? Was she a glitch in the Matrix? Is she a hologram or is she a real person?
She's a little kid.
Stop.
Why? What is she? What purpose does she serve in this?
I don't know.
Sign language and talks.
She's there to humanize Kong.
Yeah, she's the little deaf girl that speaks.
I mean, you can't have Kong hang out with The Rock, right?
This is what I do with broccoli.
Wow.
Get out of here, broccoli.
So why is she allowed in the enclosure with Kong? What type of parenting is that?
Well, yeah. I think they realized that she was able to communicate with Kong.
Yeah, that's all fine and dandy. But why on earth is she there alone?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I will say it was a wonderful, wonderful change to a small little kid that can speak sign language as opposed to a big blue girl, which is the normal person that Kong hangs out with.
Dude, Kong makes a javelin out of a tree. I I love that they have the same lighting trusses as like Wacken Festival and stuff.
So I think the reason why they kind of like hint at it later on when he's being all scary on the boat and he's yelling and everybody's running, she can't hear him be scary, so she's not scared.
Okay, no, here. Lee Walker, yeah, he's giving us it. Yeah, he said she was the only survivor of the tribe from earlier stories. She was deaf and his roar didn't scare her. Ah, thank you, Lee. See? I was too busy writing these notes, which are completely ridiculous, which I knew would give you all this reaction that you're giving me. So the podcast angle, right? Basically, Godzilla hates Florida.
No, he doesn't.
Tokyo.
He hates places that he can sense Ghidra.
Yeah.
Okay. And because Ghidra was powering what would become Mechagodzilla, he was onto their shit. He knew something was up.
Yeah, that's everybody kept saying, oh, we don't know why Godzilla's doing it. But by the end of the movie, it's because they had one of the skulls there.
One is inside the robot, and then one the dude is using as like a fucking arcade to drive the robot.
Oh, yeah, Ren. He got fried.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know in movies when they make up a name of a place because they're going to, like, blow it up or they're going to, like, they're going to depict have it really bad. Terrorists
come from there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right? Was that in the JCVD movie? It was like, oh, we're going to have these terrorists be from this country, but we don't want it to be, like, an actual country because it'll be, you know, it'll be beef. Yeah. Why didn't they do the same type of attempt with Pensacola? They were like, fuck Pensacola.
No, that's fine. Well, I'm totally okay with that, you know, because I don't have a problem with Pensacola, Florida. I did particularly in Godzilla was my hero in the last movie when he completely nuked Boston. That was awesome. I love that. They decimated everything and it was just wonderful. Maybe they could rebuild and have better roads next time.
You wanted Foxborough to get it.
No, I didn't.
Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, I didn't need Foxborough, but anywhere Red Sox-y, I was glad to see it.
So, Howard, you didn't get the tech versus nature themes in this at all.
No. No. There was no, I see deeper into this plot and into this story.
The writers didn't see deeper because half of the movie barely made any sense.
That's the thing. It made no sense.
So you didn't think that when Kong admits defeat to Godzilla, but then forms one of the greatest tag teams in WWE history to beat Mecha Godzilla.
I did like Kong's Superman punch off of a skyscraper. That was kind of nice.
Yeah,
but
that was dope.
But yeah. Why did Godzilla show mercy? You know, that none of this made sense to me.
No, Godzilla should have just eaten him.
You went into this so biased, though. You were such a Kong hater before going into this, and you were so pro-Godzilla, which, fine.
Well, I will say, this is the best Kong I've ever seen. I hate Kong. I mean, Godzilla never had a movie where he got open-heart surgery like King Kong did. King Kong sucks.
Why do you guys hate King Kong so much?
Because it's one story. He climbs up a roof. He sees a woman. Ooh, pretty. And then he climbs up Empire State Building and eats it. That's the end of the movie. It's boring.
Monkeys Nailed are terrible. It.
How dare you?
And then in this next movie, he gets open heart surgery. That's a plot of a movie.
Okay, fine. But so then you didn't like how they threw in the I guess you would call it spaceship defibrillation. I mean, I don't know what
I'm saying. This was the best version of Kong ever, I would say.
This technology was crazy.
The technology was crazier than the
I was going to talk about that.
It was amazing.
So the budget, Antonio Banderas, what is it?
Well, I will say the only thing that I would have liked, because I knew there was not going to be a story at all, but I didn't understand because Charles Dance was in the last movie from Game of Thrones and all those and all other. He was an amazing bad guy, and he got Ghidra's skull. So I was assuming that he would have it in this one. So when they brought in when they brought in Dark Match Antonio Banderas, like I was like, why was that here? Like I want Charles Dance, you know, like you're gonna carry people. I mean, most Godzillas are kind of like anthologies, so there's nobody. But since we're bringing people over, like let's bring him over. Like I'd rather have him than Millie Bobby Brown. I mean, she was just shoved in there for no reason.
Yeah, and I felt like I don't know, that was weird. I felt like maybe they needed, I guess, someone who is a star who is worth tickets at the box office. So well, they kind of shoehorned her in there, because in the last Godzilla movie, I don't think I got through the whole movie. I saw the part with Mothra, or was it Mothra in the last one?
Yeah, Mothra and Rodan. Yeah.
And I was like, what am I doing with my life? This is like, I should be in a studio writing a song. I felt like it was, but this I was really looking forward to.
Well, I feel like the people in the movies are only there to connect them, right? They're just like, hey, we have this company. This guy invented a thing.
Yeah, the people are just there to drive the cameras to the next fight, basically.
That makes much more sense.
But Millie Bobby Brown and her dad, Kyle Chandler, were in the last one. And Kyle Chandler, all he did was study dangerous predators. And I was like, why isn't Millie Bobby Brown and Kyle Chandler with the deaf kid and that girl studying Kong, who would attend
to
basically be the most dangerous predator that you could actually sit there and study? Like, it made no sense. They dragged other people in and they were just like, oh, you know what? They were in the last one, so let's just put them over here.
You're introducing logic.
Yeah.
Dude's like, I've seen a monkey before.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. The only tension they had as a father and daughter was over Godzilla and him being like misunderstood or whatever, going from a hero to the villain for fucking scorching Pensacola or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So okay, so and he was great in the show Bloodlines, by the way, but now he's like he's kind of been typecast as like the dad guy who yells.
He's good at it.
He is. I will say, if the humans only served a purpose to kind of direct to each sort of scene and set and movement with the movie, it worked more so than some of these other movies, because the little things like that didn't make sense but did make sense that were kind of cool, like Godzilla literally fire burning a hole from Hong Kong to Hollow Earth.
Greatest thing I've ever seen in a movie. And then they yelled at each other through the hole. How
I cheered.
How far is it?
It's right there, apparently.
It's great. Like, hey!
You can run into it if you're trying to build a subway.
It was, I loved that. I was like, whoever thought of that
brilliant.
Was like, they probably had all these great ideas that these producers and these other morons were like, no, 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 we'll give you that. Like, they conceded on that.
The tectonic repercussions of a hole from the surface to there. And the fact that they could visibly see each other and yell. I hate it.
because you think the Earth is a sphere. Official narrative, Howard had so many problems with this movie. From
even if it's flat, how far? They could still visibly see and get pissy. It
was, I thought it was hilarious. It was amazing.
And then so while they're fighting you know, your brain is obviously you're taken out of it, right, with all the CGI and everything, but it's still fun and it's cool.
This is some of the best CGI for like giant monsters I've ever seen. It was incredible looking. Normally, once they get into a city, it looks like garbage because they're trying to animate around everything, but it looked amazing.
I think the whole city was CGI.
Absolutely, it was. And it was just, it looked awesome.
That body count was terrific.
I don't want to go any further without the battleship fight is one of the greatest things I've seen in my life.
Should we just watch it?
I just love that literally King Kong, like at what, however many ton animal, jumps off of a boat like Harrison Ford in an action movie as the battleship explodes. It's not like a yacht or something. It's a fucking battleship. Like, you'd be able to see that explosion from Hawaii. and he just dives off of it like it's an action board. It's amazing.
And how, if they would have cut to someone saying they sunk our battleship, it would have been just
I think
I definitely wrote that down in my notes.
considering they never said it in the movie Battleship, somebody should fucking say it in a movie.
Also, with this guy, what's this actor's name? Why does he have the most powerful agent in Hollywood? Why is this guy in this and not Nicolas Cage?
Because World is over now. True Blood ended, so he needs work.
That's the dude from Thor's son.
It's one of the Skarsgårds.
Yeah,
he's too tall and Nordic for this.
Yeah, he was Tarzan, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That Tarzan movie. Don't even get me started. Anyways,
you guys ready to watch the best part of the flick?
Because by the way, because you know why? Because look at this. Oh yeah, can you see that?
Hold on.
Oh, never mind.
What you got?
Oh, I was gonna show you that.
Oh hell yeah,
Tarzan. Oh, wow. All right, listen, that guy's not fucking Tarzan's not Nordic. All right, sorry guys, you got Vikings. Like, anyways, go on. Where were we?
We were watching the Godzilla fight. I mean,
it's amazing.
I was like, if they make King Kong do the doggy paddle, I'm going to be so fucking pissed.
No, I think he breaststrokes it.
He does, right?
Yeah.
That wet ape smell.
Nasty. I mean, I don't care how big of a monkey it is, to be fair.
It's amazing. And the classic Godzilla theme actually playing.
Like, yeah.
Love it.
I wanted Pharaoh Monch to come out at this part. Get the fuck up. Dun, 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 dun. I want it, like, at the end when Kong is down.
Shit's about to get real.
Oh, I laughed the moment they go underwater. I was like peeing in my pants. I'm like, they'd all be dead in a second.
Immediately.
The entire boat just flips over. Everybody's fine.
Yeah. Yes.
This is the one boat he doesn't cut in half.
Emotional monkey drowning.
Yeah.
Even on Zoom, like, they look better than the humans. It's amazing. I will say, whoever decided to make Godzilla based on a bear is brilliant because it makes it look quote unquote more realistic. It's not like a big lizard. Like, the body is clearly.
Oh. Okay.
But you see him moving around.
I didn't know that.
Because that big belly and the way he has like paws, you could tell like they're like, oh, we got to base this on something more realistic than that suit. It's so stupid. It's great. Oh. Like how? This is a $200 million movie where a big monkey fights a big lizard. How great is the world that we live in?
There are absolutely no problems in the world.
Yeah.
Not right now. Not watching this.
Oh, but now Kong catches his breath and shit gets super real. Now we have a fist fight on an aircraft carrier.
I mean, there was some guy in a studio making sure that every hair was right. Like, how long did it take to make this movie?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Probably a really long time. It was supposed
to come out last year, and then it sounds like they did more work when the pandemic happened. So I got a feeling a new one would never look as good as this, because I think they just took time and hung out.
He's just like,
yeah, I mean,
the floor is lava.
He throws a plane.
It's hilarious. Look at him go.
That dude's like, I'm fucking out.
Are is this it where he throws the plane?
I think so.
Yeah.
He just did.
Yeah, there was some great moments in this movie. I really enjoyed it.
There he goes.
There's a dude in there.
Is there a dude in there?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're gonna fuck up the aerodynamics, bro. Just take one for the team.
Yeah, but he gets out though. He hits the eject.
That's what I'm saying. He fucked up the throw by popping out.
So I understood the kaiju kind of angle where Ren, you know, is gonna control Mechagodzilla. What? You didn't.
Just the punt, just him throwing a haymaker on a boat made me laugh every time.
That's what great apes do.
Yeah, a giant ape punch a giant lizard on top of an aircraft carrier.
Just a massive wound up right hand. Just like, all right, dude.
Oh, wait, is this it?
He knows.
There it is.
Knows.
There it is.
Dude, that is incredible.
He's a slow motion jump into the water.
I just if I was actually on one of these boats watching this, I really feel like some people would just be killing themselves. Like they would just be
yeah, dude.
They'd be like, I'm not even taking a chance.
Yeah. It's like Lovecraft and shit.
The attention to detail too that they had in this, like, we're gonna have planes sinking around them, we're gonna have explosions at the bottom of the ocean, and Kong's gonna try to swim up. I mean, the storyboards alone for this movie must have been just
if they're not nominated for an effects Oscar, I'll be blown away, because these effects are amazing.
They're like, we gotta help them. Let's fucking blow them both up.
were you stoked or bummed that even though Kong was slightly evolved in this and could use tools and could communicate?
He had an enchanted axe.
He really did. It was amazing.
I know. I was surprised that he knew what to do with it. Like in real life, it would just be like, go hide it somewhere, right? Like go hide it and just.
Like, what? It's my shiny thing. It's mine. You can't have it.
Yeah, it's my shiny thing.
I saw it and I was just like, please don't be a key. Please don't be a key. It was like, oh my gosh, this movie just doesn't fail to deliver.
Like the.
Of course it was.
The entire Hollow Earth premise was wild and. The entire thing, like, oh, we go through the gate, but we need to be next to a Titan to go through the gate. That didn't make any sense. They were nowhere near close enough that it would have worked. Like, it would have kicked them out if that was the rule. Like, it was just, it was like they took that, it was like a little tiny plot point from Pacific Rim, to how to get the bomb down, but it was glorious.
They were like, we're just gonna jack this one minute detail from Pacific Rim.
No one will notice.
Yeah. Oh, this part.
When they leave at the end, after they kind of like they've hashed out their differences and they just agree to disagree and they're leaving each other, I thought for sure they were going to have Kong speak or at least say like Zura or something like,
oh, I love you.
Come back, Zura.
I just would have texted you, I'm not reviewing this movie if that happened.
See, this so mad. You didn't like this fucking Antarctica angle and this whole thing. That's conspiracy theory 101 right there, right?
That was like what half of the fucking last episode of the Jossa show is about. Yeah. It was like the ice wall and fucking it's forever and we're in it. I just watched it today. I'm bothered again. Sorry.
What about the like the Capitol Records building when he takes off the top of it? I know it's not. I know it wasn't Hollywood, but I thought, oh, is this like? Is this supposed to be representing the music industry? Like, is we won't get into that.
Jimmy, start smoking weed again, man.
Yeah.
Didn't it look like the Capitol Records building? He takes the top of and he like throws it like a disc.
Yeah.
Where was that? Macau or Hong Kong? Was that?
It was like Hong Kong or Tokyo.
It was in China, so it was Hong Kong.
Yeah, so basically Godzilla dug a hole from China
With his nuclear breath. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, with atomic breath, which by the way doesn't exist. It would be hydrogen breath according to Flat Earth Dave.
No,
right,
it's just
Brian?
Lights in the sky. It's all just lights.
No, yep. But Steph too. Steph said there's no nukes, right?
It's insane to me.
It's just hydrogen. Today we're welcoming back IP Vanish to the show. Really happy to have them as a sponsor. If you're asking what is IP Vanish, I will tell you IP Vanish is a virtual private network, a VPN for short. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted. So what you're reading, what you're searching, what you're watching, whatever it is you're doing is private. And that's a big deal right now because we're entering the technocracy. Listen. That's important because what you're doing on the internet is your business and it's not my business. No one else's business. It's yours and yours alone. All right, Buster. IP Vanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet. IP Vanish is just $3.49 a month. That's $3.49. Okay. And if you want my 2 cents, that's a good deal. $27.99 a year. You can help protect your online privacy and security. Here's everything you get with IP Vanish. Anonymous IP addresses. This means your personal IP address can't be tracked by anyone on the web. Circumvent any online censorship. IP Vanish has more than 1,500 servers in 70 locations. Get protection when using public Wi-Fi. Remember, with IP Vanish, all your data is encrypted, so no one can snoop on what you're doing. Plus, they have 24/7 support. Email them, chat with them, even call them. They're there to help. So go to ipvanish.com/josta, claim 65% off. That's 65% savings. That's incredible. They have plans starting at just $3.49 a month or $27.99 a year. Big thanks to ipvanish.com. Check out ipvanish.com/josta with a lowercase j. Now back to the show. What are you giving it? I'm going to give this a 7 out of 10.
I'm giving
this an 11. Fucking amazing.
I think special effects were amazing. And I hated this. It gets a 2.
What do you mean, Howard? You weren't into this little girl telling King Kong to be super careful when he goes and fights the fucking tower-sized lizard monster?
Hey, little girl, you have a relationship with this gigantic killing machine. Yeah. Go on your own and speak with it in your own special way.
Look at him.
He does the rigs. He does the rigs.
He really does.
He did the rigs.
Oh, my God. He knocked his shoulder.
Yeah.
And this guy, Bernie, his character, it just... he just made me want to go for a walk. It's just he kept talking.
Why?
And then the kid from Deadpool 2, right? That kid
there for no reason.
Yeah. No reason. And listen, I'm so happy they gave him the gig because he seems like a nice kid and he's a good actor. And we need more fat kids in the movies. Let's be honest. Like
this shit was hard as fuck though.
This shit was hard. Mechagodzilla. Yo, they team up. And like, Kong is like, I can't let you do Godzilla like that. Because
that's literally how Godzilla killed both of his victims in the last two movies.
Yeah.
Like literally a Mortal Kombat finishing move.
Yeah. Can we talk about how this one kid pours a soda on like the keyboard of the fucking satellite uplink and the power goes down on this on the robot?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's not how
all this technology foiled by a carbonated drink.
What? So the fake Antonio Banderas, he's like the Elon Musk of this movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like and the bad version.
Yeah. Right, he's like the bad Elon Musk.
So Elon Musk, got it.
So, do you think he knows that when Antonio Banderas is not available, that he's going to get the call? Or is that just me thinking?
You think he's made a career of it by now?
And also, do you think that whoever was in charge of hair and wardrobe and makeup was like, really, really pushy with the eyeliner.
Look at this. This is ridiculous. That's not where any... That's not... It's a satellite, right? Like... They just blew up the keyboard.
Yeah. So he pours... What product placement was that? Was it Mountain Dew? What was it he poured?
It was booze in a flask.
So they didn't even get a product plate. Was there any product placement in this movie?
No, just awesomeness.
No.
I mean, Godzilla was like, yo, I got you. I'm going to charge up your axe. Instead of just
awesomeness and genocide. Those were the only two things that they endorsed in this movie.
What does Godzilla eat?
Fish?
I always assumed whales.
Yeah. Like giant squids and shit. No, Godzilla doesn't eat. Godzilla lives off of radiation.
Oh, that's true. Yes. Yes, I forgot. Yeah, that's what they did in the last movie. He feeds radiation.
Yeah.
What about when Kong drinks the blood and sucks the brain out of the thing?
That was cool.
That was pretty hard.
That was one of the few times I liked King Kong.
What, the big bat monster?
Yeah, oh, that was hard. Shit.
Yeah, it was kind of like a... It was kind of like he was eating crawfish.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, wait, Kong's a pescatarian? What is this?
You looked and you were all like, right. Kirk?
Well, I thought it was awesome. I would have done, there's no way I could have made a movie better than this. I would have done some things differently. So I'm not that delusional, but I want to see the lizards versus apes, like the orcs versus everybody in Lord of the Rings. I want to see that movie. Oh yeah. This part, this bat monster thing, which he swings around. That was awesome, dude. When he hits the other one with it.
Yeah. He does a River City Ransom and he beats one with the other one. Yes.
And then he does this wild shit.
Oh, this was straight out of Beastmaster, right?
Yeah.
There was a lot of homages to other movies in this, right? That was Beastmaster. We got to do Beastmaster for the next episode. That's how thank God Brian showed this scene, because that's how I wanted to leave off.
All I will say is King Kong needed help to not die twice from human beings. And Godzilla was just fine.
That's the moral of all Godzilla movies. He'll be just fine.
He'll be just fine. He's going to swim away. And then at some point, we'll be telling you that they're coming to kill you again.
Like an old cowboy just like runs off into the sunset.
Yeah. There it is.
Just like, yo, let me eat your shit, bro. Brah.
Dude, I mean, these ships that they're flying around in. I mean,
the anti-gravity tech. Fucking yeah.
Can we can we talk about the fake Jessica Alba real quick too? Because I love her. I'm gonna Google her and find out her real name. But I felt like
Baby Driver. She's in the movie Baby Driver too.
She is a smoke show. Yep. And I feel like maybe I'm remembering Jessica Alba from the heyday, and maybe Jessica Alba's a little older now. And this, you know, Hollywood's perfect. Hollywood's ruthless. They're like, look, Jessica, we got this one now. Okay.
Here, do all these drugs, but never look old.
Yeah. but can you show her? Doesn't she look like Jessica Alba?
Oh yeah, big time.
That's the crazy thing about Hollywood. They're like, we'll just get somebody who's you.
Yeah.
And just
yeah.
That's it. You're just done. They just get somebody else. Like, what's the kid from? They just got the same kid. The kid. What the hell is the kid's name?
The kid from Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just got the same kid.
Yeah.
And they're like, see you later, bro.
It's
there's a Isaac lot of Peter Parker looking dudes out there.
Yo, they threw fucking Toby. What they threw that dude just to the curb. What happened to him?
He danced in Spider-Man 3. That's what happened.
Yeah, he danced in Spider-Man 3 and that was over.
Hold up. Enlarge that picture. No, go back to the one you just had. Enlarge that. Who is this?
This is the girl.
That's her.
God damn.
Here, I'm going to pull out so it doesn't seem like we're creeps or whatever.
But... All right.
Enlarge this.
Such an emphatic curse.
Why was she in the movie?
Because she looks like that.
Look at her. That's why.
That's it. There was she play. What other role did she play? There was no. Was there a comeuppance for her? Like told you so.
Kong crushed her in his hand.
Yeah. Like.
All right,
bitch.
All right. How did I forget that?
All right. Because humans don't matter in Godzilla movies. That's why you forget. Yes.
Bryan Cranston was in the first Godzilla flick for 15 seconds, and he was the entirety of the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was dope in that movie for those hot 15 seconds.
For real though, I really believe that his wife got murdered by Godzilla.
Yeah,
so did I. He really sold it. All right, so what would you do at Cybernetics if they were to hire you? What would be your job description? You three?
Pretend I knew what I was doing.
Yeah,
because obviously you can fake it till you make it at what's it called? Cybernetics. You could just pour a Mountain Dew or whatever booze from a flask, and just and your whole fucking industry just shuts down.
I fixed.
That's
it.
Amazing. I would create a plastic guard and just save the company.
What happened to the conspiracy theorist podcast host? What happened to him? I forgot.
That was his drink that the Deadpool guys spilled.
And he became Alex Jones.
What happened at the end with him?
They were just overjoyed, and I think they went to they somehow found Kyle Chandler and the kid and the parent were reunited. You didn't really care about him.
Okay. No, I bet
you got a show on Newsmax or something.
InfoWars. Yeah. All right. So there was no end credits scene?
No.
No, it was just the end of the movie.
I wasn't hanging around to see.
I went all the way to the end. There was nothing.
It was just King Kong, like Simba-ing at the end where he's just like, brah, I win. And then that was it.
All right. Well, I hope they make the movie. I hope they continue with this MonsterVerse. I don't know what happened with the Universal Monsters Dark Universe. There was supposed to be all sorts of shit. Wolfman, Frankenstein. We were supposed to get all sorts of shit.
Canceled that shit.
Yeah, but you saw The Mummy. That's what happened.
That one,
blame Tom Cruise.
That one picture they took cost the entire production budget.
Yeah, I love Tom Cruise, but that was probably next to Cocktail for as far as quality for him.
Wow.
I missed it completely.
Cocktail.
I was not hyped.
I feel like the girl that they cast in that, they were just like, okay, because this ruined the MonsterVerse, we will never see you again and everything. Because what happened to that girl from The Mummy? Like, she was supposed to be a big star. Like, we were due for a new blonde bombshell type of actress, right? And then Tom Cruise puts her in that. And what has she been in since?
I don't know.
Because back in the day, we used to have the types for each role, and you would be like, oh yeah, this right now. It's like, what do we get in these movies? Like, who's going to be, how do you even cast these movies now?
Talking about this chick, right?
No. Yeah. No, that was the one who was like the Mummy's. Yeah. The go to the other one. You just had it. You had the other one.
She was right next to it.
Yeah. What happened to her? Oh, she's with Homeboy from Star Trek and Wonder Woman.
Looks like it's a few years ago. Who knows?
Okay.
This movie came out and then they broke up.
Just click on filmography and just so I can watch another movie with her in it, please. Where's the filmography?
It's coming.
There we go.
Oh, she's in Peaky Blinders. Fuck. She's Tommy's wife in the first season of Peaky Blinders, first and second season.
Wait, is that the show where I just don't believe anybody really has that accent? And I just can't. I turned it off the first episode.
With, Kieran Gillian is his name, right?
Yes. Oh, and
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, and she was in The Tutors too. Okay, all right, she's been in stuff.
The Mummy. All right,
so they didn't. Yeah, so they didn't blame her for. So the fans didn't blame her for killing the MonsterVerse with Tom Cruise.
No, unfortunately, it just didn't work out for Tommy. They can't.
All right, guys.
Well, Jamie has to go.
That comes to the conclusion. And thank you for watching this film.
And he's gone.
No, we'll do Beastmaster next. Is that all right?
Sure.
Beastmaster. All right.
Look at Howard's like, no, please just kill me. No, don't let me watch any more of these movies.
So we're watching the original Beastmaster?
Of course.
Yes.
Wow.
Did they make a remake?
I feel like they did.
There was a TV series.
Dare
was
they?
That it?
That I think that was it. I don't remember.
I just love that we watch all these movies from our childhood and then we just get angry. Like, it's like, was our childhood actually really shitty? Yeah. There's a lot of bad movies.
To be honest, there's not that many actually good movies.
Yeah. It's like, wow, didn't take a lot to excite me then.
Seriously.
It turns all out right. Enchanted Axes is all it takes.
A glow in the dark enchanted axe.
Nonsense.
I mean, hey, if you want, we can watch Congo.
Now, Laser Zen Monkeys is a movie I'm into.
Bad gorilla.
I can definitely take a breather from the monkey.
Because wow. That one is, I mean... You thought it was bad then, and we were backing it. We had the cups, we had the shirt. I was all about Congo. Talk about
my science teacher in high school had us watch that on Laserdisc.
Was he just trying to be like ironic about it?
No, he was just like, oh, we're going to watch a movie. And you're like, oh, okay, what? And then you're like, Congo.
It's about it's monkeys and lasers.
And Congo.
It was the last week of school. He had
Anaconda is the worst. Oh, Hackers is a good one.
Anaconda is not. Jake Olszewski says, yeah, do Hackers. Lee Walker says, watch Anaconda.
No.
There's snakes out here this big? Dude, let me, like, say what you want about Anaconda, but that was when you could go to the theater and it was a fucking party. Like, it was on. You were gonna eat junk food. There was gonna be shit thrown at the screen. There was gonna be arguments in the theater. There was gonna be people who would tell you what was happening in the movie the entire time during. Because I went to see Anaconda in the theater, and that was an experience. Wow, alone.
Same. With my mom.
Ugh. Come on.
Yeah, dude. It was a issue. I was like, oh no, I gotta go. I can't be here right now.
She was like, I just love John Voight.
No, I was like a weird kid. And I was just like, I want to see this movie. I did not want to see that movie with her.
No.
I like Beastmaster. I think we could do that.
Beastmaster no is. Way I think. Up.
No wait, way that's Brian, held up.
No, there's no way. And if I tell you right now, if we go to a convention and that guy is alone at a table with a photo of him from 35 years ago there as Beastmaster,
no
I'm paying Howard to go over and get that photo.
There's absolutely no way that that guy is at a con and doesn't have a 10-mile long line.
Really? No. You think, okay, because I think that's our impression.
Right. I think Brian's right.
Yeah. No, the guy from Beastmaster's like a cult classic. This dude.
He's been in a bunch of other stuff, too.
Here, let's check out the trailer.
Because it was I need him on the podcast.
I'll try to get that to happen.
Told by witches. It was conceived through sorcery. And it was to be destroyed by all that is evil. But the courage of one mortal saved it. And so, into an age of darkness, in a time of mysticism, sacrifice, and plunder, there came the only light. The Beast.
Isn't it Mark Singer?
Yeah.
Born with the strength of a black tiger. The courage of an eagle. The power that made him more than any hero.
Oh, my God.
More than any lover.
Ferret power.
He was lord and master over all beasts.
That's why he got the job.
He was the Beast Master. Behold the wonder.
That freaked me out when the bones came out. That scared the shit out of me.
Challenge of the one warrior they called the Beastmaster. Mark Singer is Dar. Tanya Roberts is Carrie. Rip Torn is Mayak.
Oh.
John Amos is Seth. Together they take us on a fascinating journey back into unexplored.
This is the greatest trailer for a movie ever made.
The strength of a black tiger.
Dude, Don Coscarelli.
And discover the incredible link between man.
How many ferrets do you think they went through to get that shot?
And all.
There's very little movie left.
Yeah.
In the world of dungeons, dragons, and Dar. The Beastmaster.
The one thing we're missing are the credits.
New kind of hero.
This is the entire movie.
Yeah. So this was episode 15 and 16 of How Awesome Is This?
Yo, Beastmaster is so, it is gonna hold up. It yeah. looks so it looks better than it I looks, remembered it.
Yeah,
the Black fun. Tiger is problematic though, because I just picture some idiot like from the Tiger King, like just put shoe polish on him, he'll be fine. Right? He's like, put him back, he goes to Walmart and he gives him like some fucking expired lamb shank.
Here, keep him busy with this and then slather this other shit on him.
Yeah, as long as you give him this expired meat from Walmart, he'll be okay for the scenes. But dude, that looked so good. Don Coscarelli is a G. Don Coscarelli should be spoken about in higher regard. I feel like he doesn't get his due as a filmmaker.
I'm down for this, man.
I'm excited.
Super hyped for
these
masks.
Didn't he do Phantasm? Didn't he do a bunch of great classic 80s movies?
I think so.
Yeah, I gotta hit him up. I'm gonna hit him up on Twitter. Maybe he'll come on for us. Now he's probably gets punished by fanboys of Beastmaster like us and
Phantasm, all of them. Bubba Hotep.
Oh yeah, that was good.
John dies at the end. That's fucking real. That's a good flick. You ever see that?
Oh, so yes, he's got some recent ones too. Yeah.
Yo, there's a Beastmaster 2.
No. Wow. All right, listen, I gotta go.
End of 3.
My dog's going crazy right now. And I don't want them to bite the Amazon driver and me have a lawsuit. So thank you, everybody. We'll be back with Beastmaster. We'll post when it's going to come. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Howard. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, everybody who came over from Patreon. If I didn't get to your shout out, I will get to you on the next one. You guys are the best. Bye-bye.
Produced by Brian McKay. Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Adam Amico, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Vivek Pawar, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Jesse DeGruy, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Josh Lipinski, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zapagor Waikato, Niall Scholard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Jankowskis, Jason Rary, Jamie Kutcher, Brian Underkoffler, Lee Walker, Matthew Thompson, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Arensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Jeff Stevenson, Jessica Sheaf, Jeremy Jordan, Ryan Williams, Larry Tooley, Dallas Bolin, Brian St, Nathan Rex Madrid, Cameron Hendricks, Scandalous Official, Joe Motson.
If you are still listening, thank you so much. You want to donate to the show? I can't send out any care packages until October. I really appreciate you donating, but right now it's just shout outs. Anything over $20 at Jamie Josta on Venmo or $ Jamie Josta on Cash App or paypal.me/Josta. If you do donate over $20 and you're in the States, it's just going to have to wait till October because I'm running out of shit to send from the care packages. Old tour laminates, 8x10s, stickers, guitar picks. I'm out of everything. So those of you who have donated, if you didn't get a care package and you donated over $20, just shoot an email over to jostashow@gmail.com. We do have a day off Friday. I don't know how many packages I'm going to get out because we're going to do over the top, right?
Yep. Me, you, and Howard, and Charlie.
Great. Yeah, so if you want to join Patreon and sit in on that, it's patreon.com/Josta. That's another way, great way to go above and beyond. Or you can subscribe over at gasdigitalnetwork.com and you'll hear these episodes way sooner. You'll get some tour diary podcasts under the bonus content page, and you get over 600 episodes in the archive, video and audio, of which you can just download. And hey, in all transparency, you know, download them all, cancel, save them to a hard drive. Enjoy for 1 month's price what others paid years for, right? I mean, we literally, the blood, sweat, and tears
have
gone into the internet problems alone have caused more tears. Now, listen, we appreciate you. Thank you for checking out martyrstore.net, martyrstore.net. Got podcast shirts up there. We got some tour merch if you missed out at the merch stand. And check us out. We'll be playing Thursday. If you're listening to this before Thursday, September 9th, we'll be playing in Tinley Park, Chicago on the metal tour of the year with Megadeth, Lamb of God, Trivium, and Hatebreed. Saturday, we're at Blue Ridge Rock Festival in Danville, Virginia with Body Count, COC, Lamb of God, Megadeth, Trivium, and many more. And then, of course, Sunday, Jones Beach, the only show we're going to have three separate event t-shirts. And sorry right now, apologies ahead of time to the Rangers fans. Because listen, we had to do an Islanders shirt. But don't snitch. Rangers fans, don't snitch on us, okay? Because that's what happens. Like, you know, they'll flag the post on Instagram and shit if they don't like the team.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The tribalism in sports is bananas.
It's sports beef is heating up, too, because a lot of teams are requiring certain things to get in, and shit's getting crazy out there. All right, listen, if you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, hit the bell. And when you get out of here today, you want some dope merchandise, go to IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10. Big thanks to IndieMerchStore.com. The links are always in the show notes. So if you want this heel butter, this fantastic Achilles heel butter with the apricot, I mean, your feet will be soft. They'll be smelling good. Shout out to the Mad Russian. Visit the Mad Russian Apothecary site in the show notes and use the promo code JOSTA21. Big thank you to the Mad Russian. Give him a follow on Instagram too. Just search Mad Russian. You'll see it. And also got to thank Manscaped. Get rid of the hippie dick, or maybe you got, you know, hippie clit, whatever you got, get rid of it. All right. Because we don't need it anymore. It's 2021. We're evolving. You can shave it down with Manscaped. Just use the promo code JOSTA, manscaped.com, 20% off, plus free shipping for the 4.0 trimmer. And last but certainly not least, gotta just shout out to Patreon, patreon.com/JOSTA, Gas Digital Network. Use code JOSTA. What else? Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Everybody have a great week. Howard Jones is back with us on Thursday. Brand new episode with Howard.
It was a fun one.
It was really funny. I needed that. I hadn't caught up with him in a while.
Yeah.
So that was funny. And I know his fans are going to be like, Joss is just being silly the whole fucking time. And they're going to be like, why didn't you ask about this? Why didn't you ask about that? Hey, listen, this is not the show for that. All right. Yeah. We'll be back on Thursday with Howard. And then next week with the, next week's finally Mortal Kombat with Ian Fidance. We're finally putting out that episode on Monday.
We sure are.
Shout out to Ian. Hopefully some of our listeners went to see him in Vegas. I missed the show. I feel bad. But I'll get out to a show one of these days.
Yeah, we're catching.
All right, everybody. Yeah, we'll get him back on the show. All right, get out there, slay the day, keep the PMA. Drink your coffee, do your push-ups, listen to death metal. Bye-bye.